So I want to summarize some of these thoughts, and there are so many. Change your thoughts based upon the wisdom of the Tao, and your life will change. There's many principles to live by in the Tao. First, remind yourself that there is no way to happiness. Happiness is the way. Bring happiness to all that you do. You accomplish much by trying less. It's so inconsistent, isn't it, with what we live in the Western world. But the less you try, when I go out and swim in the ocean, and I do it almost every day, I try to do between 30 minutes and an hour every day, being out there in that ocean. And I just get out there, and if I try less, my arms just seem to know what to do, and the breathing just all works, and it's all, and I can swim all day. As soon as I try, as soon as I struggle, as soon as I start to try, the minute that I move myself into trying, it's like if I were to take this little cap here and drop it right there and say, I'm going to try to pick this up. I'm going to try to pick this up. This is what Lao Tzu was speaking about. So all of this, I'm really trying. All of this is called, in reality, not picking it up. That's what that's called, not picking it up. But when I just get easy and do less. See yourself, the Tao says, in everyone you encounter. A great lesson. Every single being, especially the ones that we read about who were told are our enemies, see yourself in them. Know that whoever they are, wherever they live, they want what we want. They want what I want. They want to be at peace. They don't want to be always struggling. They don't want to be sick. They just want to be loved, whoever they are. I know the skepticism of that. It's like, yes, but, all of the yes, but if they got it too. See, Lao Tzu wasn't speaking to, well, some are going to get this and some probably won't. He was speaking to all of us. Trust in others, the Tao says, to know what's best for themselves. Trust in that. Trust in the pliability, the flexibility of your babies. God, those little babies, they're so great when they're like, you know, 2 weeks old. You can take their foot, put it behind their neck, stick it around here like this, put it in their mouth. They're so flexible. I mean, you can do anything. You pick them up, you turn them upside down, you watch them when they're starting to learn to walk, and they run, crash, they go down into the walls and all of this, and you think, oh my God, this kid will never walk again. Up they go, and they don't. Trust in their flexibility. Live without attachment and be generous. Be strong by bending. By bending. We need to learn this in our lives. We need to learn this in the world. It's not so important to be right. It's so much more important when you have a choice to be right or to be kind. Always pick kind. Always pick kind. Practice radical humility. Live low. Live low like the ocean. Stay low. And all the streams will come to it. That's why it's so powerful, because it doesn't lord anything over anyone. And rather than looking for miracles, see everything as miraculous. Everything in your life. There was a man who had a Tao experience, what I call a quantum moment. His name was John Newton. He lived back in the beginning of the 18th century. And he was crossing the ocean. He was a slave trader. He had a ship full of human cargo that he was going to trade into slavery in the most hideous practice that was so common at that time in our history. And in the middle of a storm, on his way over there with all of these people, he was 22 years old or 23 years old. And he thought he was going to die. And he thought he must have hit a hurricane or something out there that was before satellites could warn people. And while he thought he was in that state of dying, he took out a pencil and a paper, and he wrote on the back of an envelope, he wrote, I once was lost, and now I'm found. And it was grace that taught my heart to feel. It was grace that brought me home. And when the storm was over, he had a moment. He reconnected to his source. Anybody out there can reconnect to the source, to the Tao, and become a being of Tao. Remember, it's a return trip. And you can make that return trip while you're alive. Remember the parrot. He knows much more than we did. And he returned back to Africa and he released the slaves, it is said. And for the next 55 years of his life, he shifted and became the most ardent spokesman as an abolitionist to abolish that hideous practice of slavery. That what he devoted his life to it. A former slave, it's like going from Saul to Paul, you know, from being a person who crucifies and murders Christians to being the author of a big portion of the New Testament as St. Paul. In a moment, it's possible for any of us. And there's a lady who I think has one of the great voices on this planet today. Her name is Cecilia. And she has been traveling with me. She's from Norway. She has sung at conventions and places that I have been. She sings, we call her the nightingale, don't we? She's an angel. She sings like an angel. And she's accompanied by the whales. These whales, these beautiful creatures who are in my front yard every morning on Maui, the humpbacks, who have these beautiful tails that flash and flash, and some days I'll be walking along the beach and I will hear someone say, "Honey," this guy was having on a honeymoon there, and he said, "Honey, come on in. You can hear the whales singing. They're all singing." And she's going, I don't think I want to get my feet wet, and I don't think I can get my hair wet. And he said, "No, but you can hear them." And I flew into there with my clothes on and went underneath, and I stayed under there for like an hour, up and down, listening to these sounds of the whales, these beautiful creatures in nature, these natural beings who I feel so connected to and so a part of. And she sings accompanied by the whales. Now, getting those whales into the sound booths and getting the earphones on, very, very difficult. You got to really appreciate what we did here to bring this to you. Right? And here she is. Her name is Cecilia. She sings Amazing Grace, accompanied by the whales. One of my truly favorite people and greatest singers I've known. Cecilia?
Amazing grace, how sweet. Namaste.
I want to close this beautiful presentation on the Tao, Cecilia, with a poem that was written by a woman. Her name is Naomi Long Maggett. She's from Detroit, went to Wayne State University. She was named the Poet Laureate of Detroit, an acclaimed African-American poet. Listen to these words. It sums up all that I've been saying. I wouldn't coax the plant if I were you. Such watchful nurturing may do it harm. Let the soil rest from so much digging and wait until it's dry before you water it. The leaf's inclined to find its own direction. Give it a chance to seek the sunlight for itself. Much growth is stunted by too careful prodding, too eager tenderness. The things we love, we have to learn to leave alone. Thank you.